It's time for Brain Buster, the pro wrestling quiz show. I'm Matt Denton on the board, and here's your host, a man who just this morning visited Dr. Isaac Yankum, Johnny Sorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Quick cut there. But yes, I had a molar pulled this morning, but I'm fighting through the pain because we got to do this show. Welcome to Brain Buster, everybody. I am Johnny Sorrow. This is Matt Denton on the board. This is the start of Brainbuster season 2. So we're going to not be doing the whole defending champion thing anymore. So Marty Sleaze, you are officially the champion of season 1. And we're just going to do things a little differently. Now, let's welcome our panel. So let's welcome our panel. First up, they call him Beast on the message boards. He's one of two Phils here today. So we're going to go by Beast. He's been on the show before. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me back. Didn't realize it was going to be such a stacked show today. Heavy hitters.
Only the best, you know. second of all, someone who I've wanted to have on the show for quite some time, although he accused me of ducking him. But it's the one, the only, America's sweetheart, Phil Schneider.
Oh, that's nice. Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing solid. I was telling everyone that I just came off an 8-hour prenatal class. So now I'm ready to ignore my wife for a while and talk about wrestling on this podcast here.
Oh, that sounds good. And speaking of podcasts, another first-time player here on Brainbuster, the one, the only, the legendary Joe Gagne.
Oh, you're too kind. I feel like the New York Times theater critic appearing in a production of Fiddler on the Roof.
Well, there you go. You see, Joe, of course, the host of the Podmas blog. So I'm in no way trying to, you know, use this to get more listeners for this show. You know, I could possibly do something like that. But anyway, no, Joe was really cool when we first did this. He did a little write up about it, which was I thought that was pretty cool of you. And I wanted to have you on for a while. He's also given me some game ideas that I've used. So, well, enough jibber jabber. Let's get started. Our first game is Hard Times. As we all know, professional wrestlers tend to run afoul of the law every now and then. And so I'm going to give I'm going to read you a little story, and you have to tell me the answer. It might be the name of the wrestler, or it might be something else. But we're going to start with Beast. Mm-hmm. In January 2001, this wrestler was arrested for assaulting a medical technician who entered the ring as part of the show. Charges were dropped because the wrestler thought he was an actor who was expecting to be struck according to the script. What wrestler might that be?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Scott Steiner.
You are correct, sir. Very good.
Seems appropriate.
That, you know, wasn't that, you know, if you're going to just take a guess, you're going to go with Big Papa Pump. All right. Schneider.
Okay.
Big Van Vader was arrested in Kuwait while on a morning show, as we all know. He was told by the producers to throw a fit and grab the interviewer when asked if wrestling was fake. Apparently, the interviewer was not in on the plan, and Vader was fined for the incident. Within $50, how much was he fined?
$25,000 and $20.
I'm sorry, he was actually only fined $166.
Oh,
I love he had to spend a little time in jail. There was that whole thing of can Vader come home, but yet, like, here's your fine. What is it? Oh, I have that in my wallet. All right, Joe. In September 2006, this wrestler was almost arrested at the old ECW arena in Philly for being abusive towards a staff person for bringing him a 7-Up instead of a Sprite.
I'll go with the Sandman.
No, that'd be New Jack.
I'm personally surprised it wasn't
mixed up my ECW sociopaths.
What's I mean, here's the thing about that. I think New Jack, being a hip hop fan, recognized Sprite as the sort of one of the early adopters of rap culture. Like, upset that he was bringing white 7-Up. Understandable.
You know, when you put it that way, I would have been like, 7-Up is awful. I prefer Sprite.
Shit, if I had money, I would have put $50 on it being Jim Cornette.
Yeah, well, I don't think he'd be in the old ECW arena in Philly.
He had that period where he like hit the thing where he ran in, and
that's true.
Like a brief ECW period, Cornette.
That is true. All right, back to the top beast. On November 22nd, 2000, this wrestler was arrested in Sanford, Florida for drinking and driving while over three times the legal limit. The legal limit in Florida is 0.08. He was at 0.26. When they arrested him, he was going to pick up his children while driving the wrong way down a one-way street.
I'm going to just pull out a random Florida name, and I'll say Brian Blair.
Well, that would be great. Since he's a politician now, yeah. This was actually another softball, Scott Hall. All right, Schneider. This wrestler used to work in the Mid-Atlantic independent scene in North Carolina in the 1990s. On February 13th, 1998, he was charged with two counts of statutory rape for the rape and molestation of a 10-year-old girl. He fled the state in a van stolen from the New Dimension Wrestling promotion in North Carolina. There's no further word on whether he was ever captured. Would you happen to know the name of this man?
I'm going to say Beastmaster Rick Link.
Close. Handsome Bill Armstrong.
Okay.
And Jerry Lawler, you raped a little 13-year-old girl!
Boy, and I'm somebody who's watched, like, multiple New Generation Wrestling cards, and I've never heard of that guy.
That is why I actually saved that question for you, because I was aware of that you watched a lot of that. But and apparently, if you have seen or know the whereabouts of Handsome Bill, call 1-800-CRIME-TV. That just screams America's Most Wanted. And last, Joe, our last model citizen here was a popular women's wrestler in Puerto Rico. Having wrestled for the World Wrestling Council, she was a three-time women's champion in the promotion, with her third reign lasting for 5 years, from April 17th, 1993 to February 25th, 1998. The reign would have been longer, but she was forced to vacate the championship because she was arrested for smuggling heroin into the Puerto Rico State Penitentiary.
Puerto Rico women's wrestling, bit of a blind spot for me. I'll go El Diabla. I'll make up a name.
La Tigresa.
Shame,
I really was having
Joe.
To scrape the bottom of the barrel of arrest stories.
Never heard of La Tigresa.
Wrestlers are just too well behaved nowadays.
One of the all-time greats.
Pull out a few stories about
burgeoning Puerto Rican women,
which therefore probably this game is now. All right, the score after our first game is Beast with 1 point and Joe and Schneider with 0. And now it's time for the comic book wrestling game. As we all know, every now and then the world of comic books and wrestling cross over. So I got a few questions about that. Hopefully you guys are full nerds and not just wrestling nerds. So we're going to start this one with Joe. This
I'm sorry, you actually cut out for a sec while you explained the rules.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules of this are. Well, let's start with Joe. Screw it.
Okay.
No rules.
Let me start over again. God, this is going to be a nightmare. All right. The next game is called Comic Book Wrestling. It has to do with the world of comic books when it meets the world of professional wrestling. All these questions have to do with comic books and wrestling mixing. Got it? And each of you are going to get two questions.
Cool.
So first is Joe. Cool. This wrestler once appeared on the cover of a Superman comic book in the 1960s, tossing Superman out of the ring.
Uh, Gene Kaniski.
No, Antonino Rocca.
Ah.
Wow.
All right. Schneider, the Thing from the Fantastic Four, once wrestled in a federation called the UCWF. What did the UCWF stand for?
Universal Championship Wrestling Federation?
Close, but no cigar. The Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation.
Well, it's not that close.
You got the U and the C.
Well, I guess the last two, right? But everybody knew what the last two were.
Never know. You never know.
Actually, I think I read that comic book.
All right, Beast. Mm-hmm. What wrestler once wrote a comic about Crusher Hogan, the wrestler that Spider-Man defeated in the whole can you stay in the ring for 10 minutes with him during his origin story? In the movie, it was Bonesaw, but in the comics, it was Crusher Hogan, and a wrestler wrote a comic book about him. Who was it?
Yeah, that'd be Scott Levy, Raven.
That is correct.
Pretty sure it's Entangled Web is the name of the comic.
That's, you're not getting bonus points for that. All right, Joe. Rena Titanen and Vicky Glory were women wrestlers in what legendary alternative comic book series?
Oh, Love and Rockets.
That is correct. Phil Schneider. Undertaker, Mankind, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and China all had comics featuring them during the Attitude Era, published by what 1990s company?
Image Comics?
Nope, Chaos Comics.
Oh my god.
They were the ones that made that Lady Death and all that, that lasted for a minute.
Man, I don't know, I stopped reading comic books when I was 12. I'm going to be, I'm happy my two questions are over.
Well, let's see, Joe, you got, no, I'm sorry, Beast. British comic strip Tiger, a British comic book Tiger, I'm sorry, featured a comic strip about a wrestler who was a Native American from the Seminole tribe that lasted from 1962 to 1985. What was his name?
Let's say Big Red Chief.
You know what? You're very close. Johnny Cougar. Actually, you're not close. Johnny Cougar is a...
You are maybe a little racist.
You're close. There's a...
Shit, he would have been closer if he said Tatanka Buffalo.
Well, maybe.
You didn't want to say whooping cough firewater? We're going to guess that.
Anyway. Going into our next round, the score is Beast with two, Joe with one, and Schneider with zero. And now something a little more relevant, the SummerSlam game. So when I call your name, I'm going to give you a year for SummerSlam, and you will bet how many wrestlers were on the card you can name. I'll tell you how many there were. The next player can either challenge you to name that amount or bid higher. And if the person who... challenges, if the person you challenge can't do it, you get a point. If the person you challenge can do it, they get the point. And we're going to start with Schneider. SummerSlam 1989. 30 wrestlers appeared on that show. How many do you think you can name?
13 appeared?
30.
30 appeared. That sounds more like it. 89. I can do 10.
10. Okay, Joe, can you do more than 10, or you challenge Phil?
I'll say 11.
11. Beast.
I'm going to say I can do 12.
Repeat that? 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Schneider, can you do more than 12, or you challenge him?
I mean, I can do 13, I would imagine.
All right, 13. Joe. You challenge?
I'm gonna say 14.
14, Beast.
I'm gonna try to do 15.
Okay, Schneider.
I'm gonna let him try.
All right, Beast.
All right. Well, there's Rude and Ultimate Warrior. Yes. There's Hogan, Beefcake, Savage, and Zeus. There's Andre and Bossman and Akeem and Axe, Smash, and Duggan. And Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels, Jacques Rougeau, Raymond Rougeau, Tito Santana, Rick Martel. I'm assuming I passed it already.
Yes, you did. You did it. Point goes to Beast.
A lot of big six-mans on that card.
Yeah. The whole list is Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Bret Hart, Jim Neidhart, Dusty Rhodes, Honky Tonk Man, Mr. Perfect, Red Rooster, Rick Martel, the Rougeaus, Santana, the Rockers, Ultimate Warrior, Rick Rude, Duggan, The Demolition, Andre, Boss Man, Akeem, Valentine, Hercules, DiBiase, Snuka, and Hogan, Beefcake, Savage, and Zeus. So very good. So now it is Joe's turn, and it's 1995. 20 wrestlers appeared on the show in 1995. How many do you think you can name?
I'm going to start with 10.
10. All right. Schneider.
12.
12. Beast.
I can try 13.
13. Joe?
I'm going to do 14.
14. Phil. Schneider.
We'll see if you can.
All right, Joey's challenged you. And what was it? 15, you said?
14, I believe I was.
14. At. 14, okay. Go ahead.
All right, let's see. Main event that year was Diesel and Mabel. Opener was Hakushi and the 1-2-3 Kid.
Yes.
Undertaker and Kama was that year.
Yes.
That was Razor and Shawn had the ladder match.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, speaking of Isaac Yankum, he was there against Bret Hart.
Yep. Four more.
Let's see. Skip and Barry Horowitz.
Yes.
And what's the women's? Alundra Blaze and Bertha Faye.
That is correct. 14. Oof. Very good. Point goes to Joe. The whole list is Hakushi, 1-2-3 Kid, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Bob Holly, Bart Gunn, Billy Gunn, Jacob and Eli Blue, Barry Horowitz, Skip, Bertha Faye, Lundra Blaze, Undertaker, Kama, Bret and Yankum, Michaels Razor, Diesel, Mabel. Ugh, what a show.
Personally, I just thought that Jacob and Eli sucked. Never mind Blue.
They blew? Where's the crickets?
I think that joke gave me heartburn.
So, Phil, you're next, and you get 2005. 16 wrestlers appeared on that show. How many do you think you can name?
I think I hopefully could do 12.
I'm sorry. I was meaning Schneider. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I haven't. Oh, okay.
What, 2005?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, you're right, it's Beast's turn. I'm sorry, right. I'm mixed up. Beast, you go. You said 12?
Yeah, I think I can do 12.
Okay, Joe, can you do more than 12?
I cannot, so I'll challenge him.
Okay.
Right. So that is, I believe you got Eugene and Kurt Angle.
Yes.
Hogan and Michaels.
Yes.
Eddie and Rey Mysterio. Yes. Let's see what we got. Undertaker and Randy Orton.
Yes.
Cena and Jericho.
Yep.
And I need to get two more, huh? Batista. And I'm assuming Triple H is on that card as well.
Batista and, I'm sorry, no Triple H on that show. So point goes to Joe. We had Benoit, Orlando Jordan, Edge and Matt Hardy, Ray and Eddie, Angle and Eugene, Orton Taker, Cena Jericho, Batista and Layfield, and Hogan Michaels. So the score going into our next round is Joe with 3, Beast with 3, and Schneider with none. But anything can happen. Our next game is, I've tried to come up with a good name. I failed, so I just called it the Brandy Mankiewicz game. Now, this harkens to the legendary PWI 500 list. And this game was sent in to me by someone whose name is escaping me right now, but you know who you are. The best thing about those lists was looking back at like the 400 through 500 and some of the names that would be on there and be like, you know, whoever heard of that, or is that a real, that can't be a real guy. So each of you are going to get three names. Some of them are real, some of them are fake. If you can guess correctly, you get a point. And we're going to start with Schneider. Number one, the Hollywood lumberjack, Doug Crawford.
That's fake.
Correct. 1 point. Joe, Crybaby Waldo.
That's factual.
That is real. Beast, Mr. Lightning 2.
Fake.
That is fake. Schneider, Tomba the Flying Elephant.
That's definitely true.
That is definitely true. Joe, Tiger Shark Tony Floyd.
I'm going to say false.
It is fake. Beast, Vincent Goodnight.
I'll say real.
That is real. Schneider, Merlin Madison.
Fake.
That is fake. Joe, Boss Hog Calhoun.
I hope it's true, so I'll say true.
It is true.
All right.
Beast, Sledgehammer McGill.
I will say fake.
That is true.
Oof.
Schneider, Dr. Sexy Sonny Sexton, MD.
Fake.
That is fake.
That's a great name.
Thank you. Joe, King Kong Krusty.
I think that's true. I'm gonna say true.
It is true.
Wow.
All right. Beast, the final one. Woody B. Cruisin'.
I'll say fake.
That is fake.
I think I've actually watched some Tomba the Flying Elephant matches. He's like a
really?
Guy. Yeah, he's a luchador. He's pretty good, actually.
Oh, okay.
Is he a big fat luchador?
He's not as fat as you'd think he would be. Like, it was like a disappointing how not as fat as you'd want him to be. That he is. Like you watch him go, that guy should be like 50 to 75 pounds fatter. Which is pretty good.
Was he surrounded by a group of racist crows?
Okay. Oh, that would be. Although it's Mexico, so you know,
you never know.
If you had wrestlers working racist crows from Dumbo gimmick.
That was one of those ones I was hated to admit it was racist because I love the song so much.
Oh, great song, yeah.
Until you finally just have to admit it. All right, going into the final round, the score is Phil Schneider with 4 points, Beast with 6 points, and Joe Gagne with 7 points. So it's anybody's game. And this is, of course, 10 count. You each get 10 questions or fill in the blanks. You can't go back, so don't pass. So if you don't know, just give it your best guess. And okay. We're going to start.
I did a brief Wikipedia search. Tomba the Flying Elephant, the original Tomba the Flying Elephant, started wrestling in 1934.
What?
Yeah. And the Tomba the Flying Elephant that I would assume would be the one that I've seen wrestle and the one that ended up was like an adopted son.
That's amazing. So yeah. Disney ripped him off.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Or maybe he's immortal. He just found something out, like how they found out about the Highlander. Just nerding it up. All right, 10 count. Each get 10 questions. Again, fill in the blanks. Take your best guess. We're going to start with Schneider. And here we go. Jesse and Festus were once also known as the Blank Boys.
The Country Boys?
Dalton Boys. Rick Martel was briefly in a tag team with Blank, known as the Supermodels.
Is this also me?
Yeah, you get all 10 in a row.
I'm getting 10 in a row?
Yeah, you just get 10 in a row.
Oh, okay. Rick Martel was briefly in a tag team with Blank, known as the Supermodels.
Yes.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Don Callis.
Oh, Jesus.
Blank was Bill Goldberg's first pay-per-view opponent.
Mongo McMichael.
Correct. Bam Bam Bigelow, DDP, and Canyon were known as the Blank.
Jersey Triad.
Correct. The Blank was the first title to change at a WrestleMania.
Tag team title?
Correct. Vader debuted for the WWF at Blank in 1996.
In your house?
Royal Rumble. Blank is the only person to appear on Raw and Nitro on the same night.
Rick Rude?
Correct. Eddie Guerrero beat Blank to win his first ECW television title.
Dean Malenko?
Too Cold Scorpio.
That was it.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan got the idea to bring a 2x4 to the ring from the movie Blank.
Billy Jack?
Walking Tall.
Which is about Billy Jack. Okay. Fuck.
No, Walking Tall is Sheriff Buford Pusser.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yes. Dick Murdoch and Blank bought the Amarillo territory from the Funks in 1978.
Dusty Rhodes?
Blackjack Mulligan. All right, so at the end of that round, Snyder has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points and the lead. Now we go to Beast.
Short-lived, I'm sure.
You never know. All right, Beast.
Yeah.
Blank was the special referee for the Thunderdome cage match at Halloween Havoc 1989.
Bruno Sammartino.
Correct. Blank was the guest ring announcer for the main event of WrestleMania 7.
Alex Trebek?
Correct. Blank won the dark match Bunkhouse Stampede match at Starrcade 88.
I don't know. Dusty?
JYD.
Yeah.
Blank won the first match at the first ever Ring of Honor show.
Now this is a tricky one because there's like an official match and a not official match. The official match is Jay Briscoe, but before that, there's a brawl between the Christopher Street Connection and the Hit Squad.
And I have down the Hit Squad, so that, okay. That's correct. John, okay.
Give me an extra point.
I know for that, Jesus. John Cena's first championship in the WWE was the Blank.
Probably the U.S. title?
Yes. Andre played Blank in The Princess Bride.
Fezzik.
Correct. Mr. Perfect demonstrated his basketball skills with former University of Louisville and NBA star Blank.
is that Spencer Haywood?
Very close. Felton Spencer.
Yeah.
Captain Lou Albano played Blank on Saturday morning TV.
Super Mario.
Correct. Lou Thesz wrestled in Blank decades. How many decades?
Wow. I'll say 7.
That is correct. Blank was the first wrestler allowed to compete wearing a mask at Madison Square Garden.
Mil Mascaris.
That is correct. Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 points and the lead. All right, Joe. The mandible claw was first used by Blank.
Oh, a guy from the Doctor, from The Fugitive. I can't remember his name. Dr. Kildare. I don't know.
Dr. Killwife? Dr. Sam Shepard.
Yeah.
Jack Tunney was attacked by Blank on the Brother Love show.
Oof. Randy Savage.
Bad News Brown. Coco Ware and Blank were the PYT Express.
Norvell Austin?
Correct. Necro Booker and Nick Gage were known as the Blank.
Necrobooker.
Oh, sure.
I don't know.
The Hillbilly Wrecking Crew. Yeah. The first Ring of Honor tag champs were blank.
Donovan Morgan and Christopher Daniels.
That is correct. Terry Funk lost the NWA title to blank.
Harley Race?
Correct. Blank was the first entrant in the 1998 Royal Rumble.
First entrant, 1998. Dino Bravo.
Cactus Jack. The first recognized WWF light heavyweight champion was blank.
That was Taka Michinoku.
Correct. Blank caused an anthrax scare in Boston in 2004.
Bruce Beefcake.
That is correct. And Gordon Solie's trademark sign-off on Championship Wrestling from Florida was blank.
See you at the matches.
So long from the Sunshine State. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12. But our winner this week is Beast. Congratulations.
Hey.
With a tear in my
eye. And our loser this week is me.
Oh, there's no such thing as a loser, just someone who didn't win, which I guess is a loser. But go ahead there, Beast. What do you have to say?
No, I'm just, it's awesome that the time when we stop doing continuing winners is I get to win. But I'll take it. I feel very accomplished beating Gagne and Schneider, two very, very impressive wrestling minds. So I'll take it.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
I'm concerned that my obituary is going to read very impressive wrestling.
I can see you at the hospital.
Oh.
You're rushing your wife into the hospital. Sir, everything's under control. I don't think you understand. I am Phil Schneider, and I have an impressive wrestling mind. Get out of my way. I'm delivering this baby. So before we go, I want to see what everyone's got to plug. Joe, what do you got going on?
Oh, as previously mentioned, every Friday, the Wrestling Podmass, only at voicesofwrestling.com. I listen to all the wrestling podcasts, so you don't have to. Also, my decade-long running podcast, Joe vs. the World, joeversusworld.com, and my YouTube show covering the history of wrestling video games, Joe Gagne's Funtime Arcade, at youtube.com/MikeAndTomPresent.
Nice. Schneider, what do you got going on? Any more crates coming up?
Probably. Seems like at some point I'm going to do another one of those. I am about to have a baby, as I mentioned before, so that may be not. But SegundaKaida.blogspot.com, as usual. We've got we're putting up something every day. The 2000. 201. We're going to review all of that. We're doing a complete and accurate Matt Riddle. We're doing a bunch of fun stuff. Oh, cool. I wrote an article for the Boston University School of Law blog about an interesting approach to police brutality that's being thought about in Minnesota. I will send a link to you, Johnny, to put that up for it.
Oh, definitely.
My non wrestling mind writing.
So I was trying to come up with a Vern Gagne joke there. Can't think of one, but you know, we'll definitely get that up there. It sounds really cool. And Beast, what you got going on?
You probably should have just had me go first. I got nothing. if people on the board want to check out that 1983 fantasy booking, I stopped doing it a while ago. But I know that a lot of really dedicated writers have been going full spot since last June and July, so I'd recommend checking that out. You can go back and see my Mid-Atlantic writings for about 4 or 5 months. And cool. Also, from last show I was on, I again recommend that everybody go see Inside Llewyn Davis. You can get it on DVD or Blu-ray. It's just a movie I happen to like a lot, and I think people would get a kick out of it. So that's it.
Oh, I was like, wow, you were in Inside Llewyn Davis?
This is a little thing I did on the side.
You're actually Ethan Cohn.
I was an extra in The Social Network, though, if you guys want to check that out.
Oh, ooh.
A very, very, very tiny part on How I Met Your Mother. So.
Ah, hey. That's better than anyone else could say. But I would actually like to recommend for people, and especially people with kids, the animated version of The Little Prince debuted yesterday on Netflix. It was supposed to get a theatrical release, but didn't for some reason. It's directed by an old classmate of mine from high school, Mark Osborne, who previously directed the first Kung Fu Panda. He's put this out. I checked it out last night. It's wonderful. So check it out for kids of all ages. But now I'd just like to thank all three of you for being on the show. Matt, I'd like to thank you as always, sir. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.